This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, VA and congressional supporters are excited about the rollout of its new EHR. Agencies will be allowed to at least suggest which jobs it would like to classify in the White House's new schedule. And the Labor Department chimes in on the president's recent EO on diversity and inclusion training. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. Veterans Affairs says it's marking a milestone with the initial go-live of its new electronic health record. VA began the rollout of the new EHR at its first site over the weekend. Roughly 96% of users in Spokane, Washington, trained on the new system before the initial go-live. Congress says it's optimistic the initial rollout will be a success, but it's unsure what the initial rollout portends for the rest of VA's electronic health record modernization. Agencies will have some flexibility to decide which civil service jobs could become political ones under the president's new executive order. More from Federal News Network's Nicole Agresco.
The Office of Personnel Management is out with preliminary guidance on the president's recent order. The EO describes some broad categories of policymaking positions that may move to the new Schedule F, but OPM says agencies could include other positions based on additional characteristics. OPM ultimately has the final say on what positions to reclassify in the accepted service. Agencies have until mid-January to review those positions. Nicole Agresco, Federal News Network.
The Labor Department joins the administration's efforts to weed out what the White House considers over-the-top diversity and inclusion training. Here's more from Federal News Network's Tom Temin.
The Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs issues a request for information about training that involves race or sex stereotyping or scapegoating. An executive action last month seeks to bar such training from federal agencies and from contractors and subs. OFCCP says the intent is to prevent contractor employees from being treated differently on the basis of protected characteristics. Comments are due December 1st. I'm Tom Temin.
The Navy has identified two servicewomen who died when the military aircraft they were flying crashed in a residential neighborhood in Alabama Friday evening. Officials say Coast Guard Ensign Morgan Garrett and Navy Lieutenant Rhiannon Ross were on a routine training flight when their plane crashed in Foley, Alabama. The Navy says the incident is under investigation and no one on the ground was hurt. Enlisted soldiers will have more choices in where they work starting next month. Federal News Network's Scott Massioni reports.
The Army will implement a ranking system for enlisted soldiers on November 11th. That system will allow soldiers in the E6 to E8 ranks to give the Army their top five choices for what assignments they'd like to work. The system's already available for officers. The service hopes the system will allow soldiers to match with assignments that best align with their knowledge, skills, and attributes. The program's part of a larger push to bring the Army out of an industrialized talent management system and into the 21st century. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
U.S. forces in Japan need a way to let service members travel without spending 2 weeks of their leave in quarantine because of the coronavirus. Chief Master Sergeant Rick Weingartner says the challenge is particularly timely as the holiday season is coming up. DOD and the Japanese government require all U.S. service members, civilian employees, contractors, and family members who enter Japan for the first time or from traveling abroad to spend at least 14 days in quarantine to stem the virus's spread. The Air Force's Spectrum Management Office is realigning under the Air Force Headquarters staff. The office joins the Cyberspace Operations and Warfighter Communications Directorate under the Air Force's Intelligence and Surveillance Deputy. The Air Force says the move is vital in a larger plan to support the synchronization of information warfare functions. Air and Space Force weapon systems depend on the electromagnetic spectrum to connect warfighters across domains. The Trump administration will give agencies another wave of guidance on open data requirements early next year. Officials with the Office of Management and Budget say that's when they'll release Phase 2 guidance for the Foundations for Evidence-Based Decision-Making Act. OMB officials say they're also working on Phase 3 guidance focused on data access for statistical agencies. OMB released Phase 4 guidance in March, which set standards for agency program evaluation. Members of Congress are still seeing mail delays across the country. Federal News Network's Joy Heckman has more on that.
The Postal Service delivered more than 85% of first-class mail on time from October 10th through October 16th. But a report from Senator Gary Peters, ranking member of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, shows mail service remains slower in 10 regions across the country. Those include the D.C. and Baltimore metro areas, the Philadelphia metro area, and Detroit. Those areas saw less than 80% of first-class mail delivered on time. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
And the Agriculture Department is investing an additional $3.1 billion to improve rural electric infrastructure as part of its electric loan program. The agency has invested a record level in electric infrastructure, totaling $6.3 billion in fiscal 2020, up from $5.8 billion in 2019. The funding comes as part of the Trump administration's efforts to develop areas where poverty rates have been high for decades in 25 states. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast, subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.